itself, but which has faded from public observance, which is the question of the Tainis Chalom, and especially the Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, which is a subject that should be very significant from our vantage point. So the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says, "Amar Rava." Oh, excuse me. Let's start with the Rambam. Haroa Chalom Ra Tzarech Leisanos LaMachar. So the Rambam uses an interesting expression, not Chayev, or Mitzvah, but he says Tzarech. Kadesh Yashuv Eir B'Maisav V'Chapes Bahem V'Yachzor B'Tshuva. So that there's a personal obligation to engage in tshuva, and the Tainus is Midarchei HaTshuva, as is well established across the Rambam. We've spoke about that many times. So the personal obligation, right, and I think this too, is very affirmational of the Rav's perspective in Hochos Tshuva Aleph contra the Minchas Chinuch that we've referenced on a variety of different occasions. So Kidei Sheyashuv Eir Mimaisa V'Chapeis Bahem V'Yachzor B'Tshuva. Here the Tshuva is not a matter of personal predilection, but it's obligatory. And that's going to generate a Tainus. So Misanev Afilu B'Shabbos. And that would lead one to overwhelm the normal mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. So everything we said yesterday about the Kabbalah Satinus being a sine qua non, and that a person who fasts, halan betaniso, maybe even fasts for days on end, has not achieved a single halachic tainus, all of that goes out the window because here it was, you know, the low efshar. You didn't know you were going to have this dream. You would have preferred not to have the dream. So everything that we said yesterday about the vital nature and role of the Kabbalah Satinus in terms of establishing whether or not a halachic tainus is being practiced or is not being practiced, all of that is out the window because it was b'makom delo efshar. By definition, you could not have done this mibot yom. V'amisana b'shabbos, misana yom acher, mibnei shebitel onik shabbos. Now you have like this very fascinating halachic phenomenon, which shimi is what? That given the fact that you're now observing a tainus chalom on Shabbos, and you must observe it, right? Tzarech lasos kein, right? There's no denying that you're also committing a bittel of oneg Shabbos, and therefore, what do you have to do?
Kind of fast again.
Right, exactly. So let's now try to conceptualize this discussion. So Ilan, you know, a tainus chalom on Shabbos, I think we could say pretty dispositively, is it hutra or dechuya?
I think
dechuya. Yeah, if it were hutra, right, there would be no tainus lataniso. It couldn't possibly be, right? So clearly, you know, Shabbos is still there. Oneg Shabbos is highly relevant. And yet, you know, we have to, the obligation to engage in tshuva overwhelms Oneg Shabbos. But the bittul of Oneg Shabbos is severe and requires a tainus in its own right. So there's a pan, there's a dimension of avera to what's happening here. This almost approaches those discussions about, you know, eis lasos and gadol avera lishma, mi mitzvah shalo lishma, or at least, you know, kim mitzvah shalo lishma. So these are very important discussions. But the tainus chalom on Shabbos comes at a cost. Everybody concedes that. And that cost has to have a consequence. And that consequence is tanis litaniso. Okay, so what about the primary sources? So Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Brachos. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos. Okay, Ben Zion, go ahead. So Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph. And then you'll take the Gemara in Brachos as well. So Amar Rav Bar Machsim, Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav. You have it? Yafet tanis lechalom. Okay, very unusual metaphor over here, which is a fire, you know, consuming the you know, straw based fuel. So the tainus is going to combust, immolate whatever the implications of the chalom are. It's a, right, eish l'na'ores. It's a, let's Ben Sion will call it a very aggressive treatment, I think is what the Gemara is trying to say. Eish lana ores. It's the aggressive way to go.
Amar Rav Chista ubo bayom. So Amar Rav Yosef afilu b'shabbos.
Right, and only it has to be done right away. So it's both aggressive and immediate. There's none of this, you know, we'll schedule you 2 weeks from now. You'll speak to the office manager and we'll get you back in here and we'll start you on your vitamins. Right? We're going to start right away. We're going to go as aggressively as possible. So that's what this tainus. So there's an urgency, the tainus chalom. And again, the Rambam's formulation about the is being midarchei atshuva, and sort of the crisis, kishem shatzibor kacha yachid, I think puts this all in perspective without any question. Okay. So now the Gemara in Brachos.
Va'amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Kol Yoshe B'tainus B'Shabbos, Korim L'Gzer Dino Shal Shim B'Shana, Va'afal Pichin, Chodron Ibn Ephraim, Yemenu Din Oneg Shabbos. So my take on Tay, so Amar of Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Lesiv Tanisa, L'Tanisa.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's really interesting is that as aggressive as this treatment is, and apparently as effective as it is, right, the Gemara in Brachos lays out, V'afal pichein chozren ifrayin mimenu din oneg Shabbos. So, to extend the metaphor over here, sometimes the most aggressive treatments have the worst side effects. So we're saying we're going to deal with we'll pay the price of the side effect of bitul oneg Shabbos because we think that we can handle that later with a steady regimen of tainis latani. So we're going to do that. That will be the relevant and recommended course of action in this case. Okay, so the Magen Mishnah in his commentary on the Rambam, and then I want to try to get into what exactly happened here, right? If I said previously that, I haven't seen too many people practicing the Ramah in terms of Big Day Chol, B'Shabbos Chazon, so I could, double and triple that statement in the context of the Tainus Chalom. Not widely practiced, at least not, at 1600 Queen Anne Road. It just hasn't come up very, very much. But all of that requires discussion because apparently it's something very important and it's something for which you'd be mevatel oneg Shabbos. And if it's something that, is so effective that Gemara sort of waxes hyperbolic about it, of gzardin shel shivim shana, gzardin, which is basically for a person's life, so basically gzardin over a person's entire life, it's such a powerful antidote. So what exactly happened? So let's take a look at the Magen Mishnah. Go ahead, Ben Sion, you'll do the honors for us.
Hara chalom hara tzarech alisanos muzem avur shama b'shabes v'har b'mekomos yafa b'tainis b'chalom k'ish v'na ores v'bo v'yom afil b'shabes v'perish ena umdim ko ayoshe b'tainis b'shabes korin mo gzardina shal shim rishana amar v'nachman v'chodrin efram mimenu yidin onek shabes my ticket day, so nasal tainis al taginte. Perash Rav Rabbi Chanan al Zal, betainis chalom,
v'chihai v'medrash telem, v'zau das Rabbeinu. So this is the Rambam's position, is consistent with Rabbeinu Chananu. Okay, so that's a line that could probably be traced through the Rif, to the Rimigash, to the Rambam. Okay, so perish nasiv tainisa. So when do you do the tainis? Very interesting that it actually goes in at the end, right? Now, Anenu would be inserted at the end, really after the regular Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. So that's the way that the Bahag would suggest that a person do it. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in terms of how this gets processed, what happened, historically speaking. Okay, so the Machaber says, Musr lisanos betainis chalom, kadesh yikra gzardino, vetzarech lisanos biyom rishon, kadesh yiskaper lo, mashabita lo nek Shabbos, vim tashash kocho, Veno yachol yisano shnei yomim ritzufim lo yisana biyom rishon v'yisana acharkach. Right. So that second part is not so surprising, right, in terms of a person's koach. But what was the major change that we see from the Rambam to the Shulchan Aruch, Ilan?
That it's
mutter and halachiyuv. Yeah. So the Ramah says, V'kol shekenim haya biyom rishon yom yomtef sheni shein sarayim chalam ra yisana hayom al v'az yavdil v'yom arishon yisana kilu yisana kol yom haShabbos. A fascinating idea. Talk about Shaos tomorrow. Now, Yeshomrim, Shein Lisanos, Tainis Chalom B'Shabbos, El Al Chalom, Shirao Tlas Zimni. It's kind of a chazaka. Yeshomrim, Shebisman Azeh, and this explains some of the attentiveness that the Mechaber had initially, Mutter, as opposed to saying what the Rambam said, where it's an absolute obligation. Otherwise, how could you do it on Shabbos, Im Kvar as Kvar? So Yeshomrim, Shebisman Azeh, Lisanos, Tainis Chalom B'Shabbos, She'enanu b'kien b'pitron chalomos leidei zeto v'ezara. V'ha'olam omrim she'nimtza b'svarim kadmonim shal shosha chalomos misana b'shabes aroa sefer Torah she'nisraf yom ha'kipurim b'shas ne'ilo koros beso o'shinav she'naflo. So the dental, a cataclysm. V'yishom ma'aroa yom ha'kipurim afilo shalo b'shas ne'ilo. V'yishom ma'aroa she'kori b'tora v'yishom ma'aroa she'nose isha. It's only the dental cataclysm. Right, if it's the jaw. Chalom tovu. If we learn Parakaroa, so we know all the different things, and we also know kol chalomos hochen basar apitaron. So very fascinating discussion here. But the Shulchan Aruch is trying to convey is that already by the 16th century, there was less of a halachic culture surrounding chalomos, and therefore, we're not going to be mevatel the din of oneg Shabbos, unless, let's say, it was, one of the few things that was mentioned in the Gemara, not this dental cataclysm that's mentioned here. Maybe it has to be three times, maybe it's just mutter, it's not obligatory. But of course, in the intervening four centuries, we can really, or five now, four and a half, so we can really appreciate that things have changed even more dramatically. In the sense of the chalom, moving, further away from something that causes this degree of agmas nefesh and sa'ar that you would need to respond to by the normal means of tshuva, I think, is probably the most compelling explanation. Dehainu, that the entire logic of the Rambam is predicated on where we started. So you can't deny the crisis of an invading army, right? One would think, you can't deny the crisis of, a respiratory virus that is killing tens of thousands of people. Every week across the world is killed 500,000 people. You can't deny these things. These are incontrovertible facts. Yachid, who has, as the Rambam said, the three categories, right? The Chola, or the Chavosh Beveis HaSurim, or the Toa Bamidbar, La Fuke Yardai. So it's an undeniable objective fact. So the Tainus Chalom is an interesting case, because to a certain extent it really matters how much a person experiences Tzara and Sa'ar as a result. So for the Rambam, what he says is, of course, right, the Chalom is a very serious thing, and therefore a person has to respond accordingly, and not to say that this Tzara is, Nikronik Reis, and he has to be Mefashri Shemasav, V'yeor, V'yachzor B'tshuva, because the crisis is very real. But what if, sociologically, the perception of crisis changed? Then all of a sudden, there would be a very important halachic question. Because to fast, when one wasn't experiencing that sense of crisis, would be intrinsically problematic. Now, if it was a Yom Chol, maybe the only thing you have to answer for is the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin. din v'cheshbon. But if it's a Yom Shabbos, and leisman depalig, that afilu, you know, at the height of the Tainus Chalom, you know, movement of Karin lo gzardino shel shivim shana, we're still going to be nifraim menu onig Shabbos. So all of a sudden, the weight of the halachic pressure is on the other foot. For sure. And one would have to be machshev onig Shabbos over and above a sense of trepidation that one simply doesn't feel. I'm not talking about one doesn't feel it in a sense of a rogue yachid, you know, who says, I learned Perek Haroa, and I know all these Bala Chalomos, I know the tricks that they pulled in Abaye and Rava. It's all a hoax. But, you know, if the entire society has moved away from responding to Chalomos as something which should engender a pachad in the yira, surely that would have halachic implications. And the din of Oneg Shabbos and the chumrah of Bittel Oneg Shabbos would really have to be accounted for. And that, I think, is a really fascinating development, again, in this sugya, because it is predicated on a kind of a social reality. All of you were raised, I would imagine, this is certainly how I was and how we raise our children also, when they have a nightmare, right? Your parents tell us, oh, it's just a nightmare. They don't say, or they probably didn't say to you, the tinus begins right now. You know, and if it were Shabbos, to say, okay, we'll talk about Sunday. We have to talk about Sunday. If there are heterim, we might have to push it off to Monday. You know, it's just probably not your experience that your parents came to you and said, start fasting right now. It's just a dream. It's going to be okay. You should go back to sleep. So the halachic community has moved on this issue, probably. And that's something that the Shulchan Aruch was already aware of.